over Iran's seizure of a British flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had a long conversation about the situation with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, and that Britain is still trying to work out a diplomatic solution.
Our priority continues to be to find a way to de-escalate the situation. That's why I reached out to the Iranian foreign minister. That's why due process in Gibraltar continues. But we need to see due process happening in Iran as well.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude oil near the British territory of Gibraltar. Britain maintains that the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. Authorities in Hong Kong are bracing for another huge anti-government march Sunday as the city struggles with its worst crisis in recent history. Sunday's rally is the seventh week in a row that protesters have gathered en masse. The initial protests were over a now-suspended bill that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Now demonstrators have expanded their demands to include the resignation of city leader Carrie Lam, an independent inquiry into police tactics, and a permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill. Police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to control the crowds, while Hong Kong's parliament was trashed by protesters, the most serious challenge to Beijing's rule since the territory was handed over in 1997. This is VOA News. Nearly half of the United States is sweltering under a massive heat wave, with temperatures hovering above 38 degrees Celsius during the daytime. But as AP's Julie Walker reports, it's not just people feeling the heat in the extreme weather.
Brett Muhammad Pullen was walking his two chow chows, which have giant manes of fur and can't stay out in the heat too long.
You can tell they're getting tired and hot and panting and just want to go home.
His rule of thumb when it comes to walking his dogs in the concrete jungle that is New York.
Basically, if you're walking and it's too hot for your feet, it's too hot for their paws.
Nick Ramirez wanted to be anywhere but outside in 90-degree weather, walking his dachshund mix. His technique when the ground gets too hot.
I guess I'll probably carry her over to the grass.
In Prospect Park, Brooklyn, I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Ecuador's President Lenin Moreno on Saturday, reiterating U.S. support in the fight against drugs, in helping Venezuelan refugees, and in battling corruption. Speaking at a news conference, Pompeo said the United States and Ecuador both benefit from stopping illegal drugs.
There's no good can come from that. Many of these drugs end up in the United States of America in the hands of our citizens and wreak devastation across the United States of America. So we have a shared interest in pushing back against and finding ways to reduce the narcotics trafficking that comes through the waters off the coast of Ecuador and indeed through the country itself.
The secretary also thanked President Moreno for helping Venezuelan refugees who have fled to Ecuador. Pompeo's three-day Latin American visit takes him to Mexico City and San Salvador, where he will seek cooperation on security issues and reinforce U.S. commitment to human rights and democracy. Vice President Mike Pence helped mark the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon launch. AP's Ben Thomas tells us about that.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Apollo 11 moon landing brought together the nation.
And for one brief moment, all the people of the world were truly one.
That was a sentiment also expressed by European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano before he marked the anniversary by blasting off to the International Space Station aboard a Russian rocket.
And liftoff.
In an interview with NASA TV, Parmitano says those first steps were momentous, even for an Italian boy born 6 years after the most recent moon mission.
It changed humanity forever, that it created what I would call a collective memory.
And Vice President Pence reminded the crowd at the Kennedy Space Center of President Trump's determination to put Americans back on the moon by 2024. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.